Lucky survivors. Dangerous saltwater crocs. Saltwater crocodiles hide at the edge of the water, waiting for prey. Then, without warning, they lunge. They grab their prey in their powerful jaws and drag it underwater. Saltwater crocodiles don't often miss their target. These dangerous crocodiles are the largest reptiles in the world. They are a danger to people because they can eat large prey. A saltwater crocodile grabs its prey. In saltwater croc territory. One day, David George found himself in a swamp. It was the home of saltwater crocodiles. David knew they were there because he could see their tracks. David thought his only chance of survival was to climb a tree and tie himself to a branch. Two big saltwater crocodiles, however, waited under the tree. He would have to come down sometime. At night, David could see their red eyes and hear them bellowing. David George. A long wait. Days went by. David climbed higher in the tree and made a platform of sticks to lie on. He finished his two meat sandwiches. David could hear helicopters, but it was hard for anyone to see him. He hung toilet paper over the tree and waved his shirt like a flag. He tried to make a flash of light by holding a tin box towards the sun. After 6 days in the tree, David was seen at last and was winched away from the stalking crocodiles. David George thanks his rescuers after being airlifted out of the tree. Dangerous jumbo squid. Jumbo squid are one of the fastest growing animals in the ocean. They are fierce predators and will attack almost anything that moves. They can eat almost anything. Sometimes they even eat each other. These squid have tentacles with rows of sharp barbs. They grab their prey in their tentacles and pull it to their mouths. Then they use their sharp beak to tear it into pieces. Jumbo squid. Barbs. Tentacles. In jumbo squid territory. Shanda McGill was diving when suddenly she was hit by a jumbo squid. The squid grabbed her hose. Shanda knew that jumbo squid taste things with their tentacles, and that it was trying to see if she would be good to eat. The jumbo squid jerked Shanda around in the water. She didn't know which direction was up. Shanda kicked as hard as she could. Lucky for her, she kicked herself free from this dangerous creature. Shanda McGill. Understanding animals. David and Shanda were lucky survivors. However, animals don't usually attack people for no reason. A very hungry animal might attack something that looks like food. Most animals are very protective of their young. If anything comes close, they will attack to defend their family. Many animals attack to protect their territory. It is very important for people to understand animals. People need to know why animals can be dangerous. This bird is attacking a man who came too close to its nest.